everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles. Welcome to Shot Radio.
What do you say?
Shot Radio.
Shot? What do you mean by that?
Shot.
Oh, Shot?
Give us 30 minutes and we'll give you Shot.
Oh, okay. What the hell are you talking about?
We want to pump some Shot to your cottage.
All right.
All Shot all the time.
It's just not getting it.
I drive around too much by myself.
Yeah, evidently.
Like, it seems funny in the car, and then I get here, and it's like...
It's like, that's not funny.
It's tanking. Uh-oh, it's tanking.
It's not funny at all.
Oh, man, come on, Shot Radio.
It's not funny. Now, if you were to do, like, Shot Radio, you know...
I know.
Like Shatner.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's been ruined. It's ruined now. It's tanked. It's been ruined.
It's me. All the time. The Shat.
Shat.
Let me see. Yeah, do something like that. That's funny. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
I will work on that next.
Shat. I mean, come on.
Shat.
Then you take, you know, you take...
Here we go. All right, okay.
What?
Sorry.
You take Shaft and you make it into Shaft.
I I'm into taking chances.
Can you dig it?
I take comedy chances and I just.
Yeah, well, I would say just chances. I wouldn't put anything else in front of that.
I paid the price for it. Okay, I drive around and think of weird stuff.
Can you dig it? Yeah, see, that's funny. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, next time I'll see you in this.
No, I don't want to hear about it beforehand.
Yeah.
That way you get an honest reaction this way, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I'll either laugh or I won't. Like today, I didn't laugh. I thought it was stupid.
Well, I give you that. You did. You didn't even fake it. You said, it tanked, and I admire your honesty.
I thought you said Shot, and I was like, Shot? What the hell are you
talking
about?
Oh, that blew it, didn't it? Yeah.
I'm like, what are you? Is this hunting season or something?
Oh,
what the hell?
Man. No. Oh,
what are you? Is this episode sponsored by the NRA or what? You struck a deal you didn't tell me about?
I just think of things.
We're going to have, Charlton Heston on here in a minute or what? You can pry this gun from my cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
You goddamn dirty apes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pitiful.
Wow.
Drive a little more. That's what I said.
Wow, ouch. Man. Man, you hurt a guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you really know what I mean.
Change the station. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Get off the Bob and Tom show every once in a while, for Christ's sake. That sounds like something they'd do.
No, it was my own original comedy.
I know, but it was lame like those guys.
Oh, man, but it was original comedy. I mean, I was going to steal some stuff, but I thought, no, I'm not.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, a bad start to the show. Man, wow.
Bringing me down here.
I know.
All right, let's just get right into it then. Okay, I was being the cheap bastard that I am. I was trying to find a good deal on some blank DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Blank media.
Right.
And according to the Sunday Circular, it told me that Office Max was having a deal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the deal. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. I decide, well, I'll just swing by the old Office Max there in the neighborhood by where I work and get myself some, you know, cheap DVD blanks, right?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
So I go in, and I'm wondering, you know, where, you know, I couldn't find the DVDs.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wandering around. You know, they all got earpieces and everything at those office stores. I don't know what's up with that, but...
Right.
They got, like, the earpiece and the walkie and the whole bit where they, mm-hmm. you know, call you. You know, they get on. You stand there and you walk up to them and they go, you know, I go, where are the DVDs? And they go, Chuck, where are those DVDs that were on sale? You know, and then they get something in their earpiece and then they send you over, right?
Right.
Well, this time it was, Charles, where are those DVDs at? I just can't seem to find them. And I started thinking, you know, that was kind of odd, you know, for a man. And so then I go over and I get my, I can't find them. And then this other guy comes up. Oh, can I? Totally different guy. Is there any, do you need any help? Could I possibly call somebody on my little speaker system here or my little Secret Service system for you there, buddy?
Is this Wallace Shawn from Princess Bride? Or...
Inconceivable!
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's you know, an effeminate worker, number two.
Right.
So then I finally, I had to buy something else, like, I don't know, like a report cover or something like that. And so I had to find those. So I asked the guy, a whole other guy. There's all these people working here for some reason.
Okay.
And then, oh, well, those are over there under aisle number two, under the big sign that says report covers over there, number two.
That's a bunch of eunuchs or what?
That's what I wanted. It was like a gay bathhouse at the Office Max. And then the clincher.
the clincher.
So I get I get my cover things and I head to the checkout. And as I'm getting up the checkout, the guy goes, you know, the only saving grace here, I guess, is he's talking to a woman possibly.
Yeah.
And he's like, Rhonda, do you hear it? Do you hear the song? And evidently there was a song playing. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but he was talking to one of his coworkers in his very effeminate voice about the song that was on the Muzak there at the office plate. I don't remember now. I was totally thrown by that fact that I had, you know, four gay guys wait on me at this one Office Max. It was, I mean, what? How many times, you know what I mean?
You won the lottery, apparently.
Well, I was wondering if it was a front for something else. That's what I first... That was went through my mind on the fourth guy, you know?
Did you think you were being punked at any part?
Yeah.
Like,
after the second or third guy, yeah, I was wondering what the hell was going on. I was wondering if, like, they get bored there because there's so many people working at the stupid office store where nobody's at, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed they have a lot of people working there or what?
I've never been to an Office Max.
Are you serious? What kind of fucking life do you live?
I don't think I have. Maybe I don't. No, I don't know. Maybe I have. I don't remember.
Seriously? Well, no wonder you drive around making bad jokes. Anyway.
I don't know. I can't really recall. But go ahead. Don't. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was wondering. It was so weird. It was like the gay Office Max.
Gay. Well, there you go. Gay Office Max.
They didn't put it on the sign, but other than the woman who, mysterious woman who was on the other end of the walkie there. About the song. And then the guy proceeded to explain to me that, as he checked me out, that she hates this song and he just loves to kind of, you know, make her mad by mentioning it every time it comes on, so.
Yeah, but you don't know the name of it.
I can't. I was thrown. What do you want me to do?
That'd been funnier.
It was like a neat.
The name of. No, I'm just giving you an honest reaction. You see, it'd been funnier if you would have even had something made up. No.
Okay, it was My Ding-a-Ling by Chuck Berry.
Now that's funny. That's funny.
There, are you happy?
There you go.
You son of a bitch.
There you go.
Rhonda, My Ding-a-Ling's on. She has a horrible case of penis envy.
Probably that Hardaway song.
No, don't hurt me no more. No, I don't know what it was. It's Raining Men. I don't know. It was crazy. It's Raining Men. Hallelujah.
Put your hands on your...
Yeah, it was...
Push out your tush.
Yeah, it wasn't the Rocky Horror song.
Oh, no, that's the song from Blazing Saddle.
Oh, Blazing Saddle. All right. Time warp or whatever. I thought you were doing a time warp there for a second.
No. It's okay. I guess it could have been like that, though. Yeah.
I can't remember. It was some contemporary song. It was on the Muzak or something. So, but I was just floored because I've been in there before, and there was like, you know,
that. So Office Max.
Yeah, Office Max in St. Louis. If you go into St. Louis, Office Max, be forewarned.
Offer you like a cappuccino or anything?
No,
or
I didn't. I would have probably appreciated that much more. But right. I don't drink cappuccino. But a nice bottle of water would have been good.
Yeah.
I love Evian. It's kind of expensive.
I was gonna say. Yeah.
Well, not much for the Perrier because there's flavoring. But the Evian.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the Evian.
Oh,
or Evian, however you want to say.
Sounds like you might fit right in there. Who knows?
Here's Chuck Berry. He's singing My Ding-a-ling.
Hey, ling, ling.
My Ding-a-ling, everybody. Yeah.
Sir, are you familiar with My Ding-a-ling?
I really need to get these reports.
I just want to get some blank DVDs. That's
all I want. I didn't buy any of those. I didn't have any. They're all out.
I want some. Your circular said, come on in and, you know.
Yeah. Get a back rub.
Get a back rub.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miles isn't working today. No back rubs. Sorry. He's out. He's out driving around talking shat to himself. Sorry. I hope he'll be back in 2 days. I believe he'll be talking shat for 2 days.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway. So yeah, Gay Office Max. You know,
there
come
you
on
go.
In.
Yeah. Come on.
The office is open. Yeah.
Y'all come down now.
Yeah. You're here.
You're here. Yeah.
So what's up with you?
My wife's ruining my self-esteem issues.
But no, I think she's creating the issues, not ruining them.
Yeah, though. She's not helping anything really with it.
What do you expect? I mean, you know, I was thinking, I saw a commercial today.
Yeah.
Hey, don't take this the wrong way. You're going to get all, like, pissy with me here.
This could be the end of the show, so depending on how this comment goes, the show could be ending in about 5 seconds. But go ahead.
So don't take this the wrong way.
Okay, I'm counting it down.
All right, here we go. But I was watching a commercial, and it had Jennifer Garner on it, right?
Yes.
And I'm like, boy, you know, that looks kind of like Miles' wife, Jennifer Garner. What a good-looking young lady that Jennifer Garner is.
Okay.
So I was then I was thinking, you know, what a piece of shit Miles is to have a wife that looks somewhat like Jennifer Garner. That's
right.
That happened this afternoon, I swear.
Yeah.
She was doing a commercial for something. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember the commercial. I just remember it was Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Your wife is...
That's nice.
Kind of
that's
a mix.
Complimentary. That's kind of complimentary. I like
No, it is.
That was nice. Was
I always think of your wife as a combination of Daisy Fuentes and Jennifer Garner.
It's so complimentary. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know where this was going. I was like, okay, son of a bitch. All right. Where's he
well,
going?
No, it is complimentary. She said,
no, I didn't know where you were going with it, you know, and then, wow, you surprised me. I was just
thinking that today. I was like, you know, hey.
Wow. Oh,
look kind of like Miles' wife there.
Oh.
Yep.
No,
it's true.
I was just expecting, I didn't know what
well,
I was
no,
expecting.
Well, no, see, the thing for me is when I have to say don't take it the wrong way is because then all of a sudden you'll be like, hey, you're checking out my wife, you son of a bitch.
You wouldn't be the first. That's okay.
Yeah, so.
It's all good.
Go.
It's all good.
But no, she has the facial features of those two people for sure.
It's all good.
So anyway, why does your wife ruin your self-esteem? Just because she looks better than you? But that's
she was getting ready for work last week, and she leaves the house before I do. And
no, that's not. That's a pretty easy accomplishment, if you ask me.
I mean, listening to the show, you pretty much should probably assume that. But she's usually in some really panic because she can't find stuff. And
yeah.
It's usually not a good situation. I'll just kind of, you know, put it at that.
You need to have a place, and then you just put your stuff there, and then you know where it's at.
That would make sense, but that doesn't typically happen. But so
I know.
She's running around the other morning. I'd gotten out of the shower. I was toweling off, as I like to do. Toweling off.
Yeah.
Toweling off. Yes.
Talking some shit.
Talking some shit to myself, kind of get myself all shattered out. And
buffing your testicles.
She was actually in a good mood. She goes, dang it. She goes, where did I put that bra? Dang it.
Oh, I thought she was going to say, you look good, but then that would be, yeah.
That would be bullshitting me. Yes, that'd be. She's like, damn.
You look kind of like somebody in the movies. Let me think.
Jack Black?
No. Fat bastard in that Austin Powers thing.
Come here! I want you in my belly, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, that's who you look like, fat bastard.
So she jokingly says, "Miles, you don't have my bra, do you?"
Ah, well, you could.
And I said, "No, I don't."
I was, I don't. But now I'm not, obviously.
Yeah, I was, but I mean, I got your panties, but I no. That, Now here's the rub here for me. She goes, "Oh, you know, I know you wouldn't because you're more of a B cup and I'm kind of a D cup." Mm. I'm a B cup. You know, that's I would you know, I'm thinking, "Wow, you know."
She had this thought through.
Yeah, I know. Like, so that's what a B cup looks like. Damn.
You're bigger than you thought.
Because I really don't, you know, the whole size, I'm not a girl, so I really don't know how that, you know, I know like A's like pretty damn small, like you're pretty much a dude, you know, if you got an A, you know.
Well, you you had that that website that told you how big the breasts were. What was that? And they were running or something?
Yeah, right.
I can't remember the name of that, but anyway.
What was that? Yeah.
It was some bra site you sent me, and it was like.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Yeah, I learned a lot.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, so that really didn't help me out at all. Yeah, my wife. Oh, no, you're a B. Wouldn't B imply that, you know, you've got something? I don't know. I just.
Well, you probably do.
I don't know. You know, I don't like to think about it.
You wouldn't call yourself thin, would you? For a man.
My legs.
Yeah, I was just saying.
I've got, like, really thin.
You look like a potato on two pencils.
I do, yeah, I do. I mean, I've got some really smoking hot legs, I'll be honest with you.
Smoking hot. Yeah, smoking hot legs.
And I got a sweet ass. I mean, I've been told, so
yeah.
I mean, I know.
I don't know about that, yeah.
But, I mean, everything else might be a little bit, you know.
Potato on two pencils kind of.
Potato on two pencils. Thank you.
I got a potato on two pencils kind of look.
With a couple M&M's stuck.
Yeah,
to me,
evidently with a couple B cups hanging off.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know. Like, oh, great. Yeah.
Are those eyes on the potato?
Yeah.
Or?
I don't know. God, it was. Yeah. I don't know. It
really did you start fondling yourself even up like your upper body after you got out of the shower? Then at hearing that or what?
Kind of looked at myself in profile a little bit. You know.
Suck it in.
Check that out. Yeah. Check that out. You know, there's nothing left to suck in.
Then you felt the bottom part of your chest, the right there below your nipple, and it was all dry.
Yeah.
Because no water got there. Because it was.
It had a bunch of Fremunda cheese in it, basically.
You're like, what the hell?
What the hell?
This conditioner under here? What the fuck?
Yeah,
it's
what's
all
that
green
about?
And smells bad.
Oh man, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Jeez, Louise. I guess I am a B cup.
Yeah.
And I got some pointy down nipples too.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah.
Well, that is a builder there.
Yeah. Wow.
That'll keep you going for a while there.
Yeah. So that kind of threw me a little bit.
You're just like, you know, thank God I just beat off because I wouldn't have been able to get it up after
God.
This.
Yeah, I know. Thank God, man. My ED didn't kick in just then. Christ, thank you. Jesus.
Thanks for saying that at the end of my shower rather than the beginning.
Yeah thank you.
Considering it would have been a quicker shower, of course, but a lot less fun for me. Wow. Well, so what are you hoping to get to? I mean, are you, like, doing some exercises or what?
I don't know now. I'm getting all freaked out now.
You hoping to get to the sea or what?
I'm supposed to be losing weight, so.
You're supposed to be as in you're doing it,
know.
Or you're supposed to be as in I'm supposed to be?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be.
I'm like, on a diet? I'm under doctor's orders or what?
Yeah, sort of. I don't know. My doctor's, every time I go to the doctor, it's always.
You're fat.
No, it's always, acid reflux.
You're fat and you got big tits.
Yeah, you know, everything is acid reflux, so you know, it burns when I pee. Acid reflux. I have a mole near my,
Scrotum, right?
Yeah, scrotum, basically. Acid reflux. <yeah. laughs> I don't know. Everything. So now I just gotta lose weight. So.
Is it? Does that say University of Grenada on your?
No, I don't know. It's everything. It just relates back to that, man. It's just everything. Man.
Well, if you wouldn't eat so goddamn much, how could you even see that mole? Who told you there was a mole down there?
Well, yeah.
People are lying to you. There's no mole.
A very thorough self-examination. That's all I can say. Very, very thorough.
I could hardly see over my luscious breasts.
Yeah. You know you're fat when you go to suck it in, suck in your gut, and there's like nothing left to suck in. You're like, you know, damn it. Oh, son of a bitch. That's when you know you're getting fat.
Man. At least I've got these luscious breasts to fondle every night.
I'll feed the world.
So now you're plucking your nipple hair or what?
You think?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Just asking. You icing those babies down before you get in the shower or what?
Vogue.
I could see you doing that.
Yeah. Get the cones out.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Miles gets turned on by his own breasts. Sad.